There were other baptisms or ritual washings for centuries before Jesus was baptized. In ancient Israel's divine service, there were various ritual washings with water for various occasions and purposes. All of those baptisms pointed to their ultimate fulfillment in Christ. Even the baptism with which John baptized was a ritual cleansing for repentance and forgiveness of sins that pointed to and prepared for the coming of the promised Messiah, the Christ. Therefore, when Christ Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, it fulfilled all the washings of the Old Testament law. Jesus was not baptized because he needed to repent or be forgiven. He is the sinless, pure, and holy, eternal Son of God. So why was he baptized? Not to get something out of it, but to put himself into it. In Matthew's gospel, it says that John tried to stop Jesus from being baptized. John knew that he himself was a sinner who needed to be baptized by Jesus. I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? John questions. And Jesus responds by telling John that it is proper to do this in order to fulfill all righteousness. The righteousness that Jesus fulfilled in his baptism was the righteousness that he would give to you and to me in our own holy baptism. Righteousness has to do with having a right relationship with God. It is the relationship that exists in eternity between the persons of the triune God. And so we see the relationship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit revealed at Jesus' baptism. Mark says in the gospel reading that Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan, and when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." The incarnate Son was baptized. The Holy Spirit descended upon him. The Father announced Jesus as his beloved Son, with whom he is well pleased. That relationship between the persons of the Trinity is the relationship in which you participate through your baptism. That's why Christ ordains his apostles in Matthew 28 to baptize in, literally into, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In your baptism, you receive the gift of the righteousness of Christ that he put into the water when he was baptized. He put himself into the water of baptism together with the Father and the Holy Spirit so that you would be put into him and into a right relationship with his Father and the Holy Spirit in your baptism. Because you are baptized, the Holy Spirit has come and still comes upon you through God's holy word, holy absolution, and holy communion. As a baptized Christian, the Heavenly Father declares you as his beloved Son, with whom he is well pleased. Because you are sons, God sends the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, calling out, "Abba, Father." Thus you are no longer a slave, but a son, and because a son, also an heir with God. Dear friends, cherish your holy baptism and your relationship with the Holy Father in the Holy Son by the power of the Holy Spirit, who continues to work in you through it. Amen.